Coming up on TMS, the Dirty Birds have taken over the town.
Star Wars guys really get around.
Vader is not allowed to vote.
That cockroach interrupted me.
Blumberflatch Scumberbloom is Doctor Strange.
Taylor Kitsch is true.
Fitness Geek.
Jury duty and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
A nurse at this hospital who became infected with Ebola fostered the development of Ebola treatments in the West African nation of Guyana to serve as the Ebola czar. A doctor in New York City tested positive for Ebola, and this is particularly distressing. Or close enough.
Why did she want him dead?
I don't know. I didn't ask any questions.
The Morning Stream. Am I still here? Hello? It's like time travel. I say it here, and I hear it in the stream 5 seconds later.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Morning Stream. TMS for short. Kind of like B-R-O-S, period. That's brothers, right? If you saw that, Brian, if you saw Super Mario B-R-O-S, period...
Super Mario Bros.
No, bro. You'd say brothers. You wouldn't say bros.
Like them Super Smash Bros.
You wouldn't do that because you're normal, man.
No, they're like buddies, man. They're bros.
No, it's not. It never was. And it's not verse either. It's not verse, everybody. You don't say, hey, it's Ken verse Ryu. If you say
there was some reality show recently where we saw somebody say verse, you know, it's ooh, it's Mike versus his dad or something like that.
I hate that so much. This has been a big controversy on the Boop Show. I've been talking a lot about specifically the bros thing, and people keep sending in calls going, well, Scott, how come you can say bro is a word but bros isn't just bros? Well, it's because bro is a word. It may be a shortening of brothers, and it's a slang term, but it's still meant to be that way. It's the little period that makes the difference.
Exactly. Bros without a period is bros.
I can't deal
with it. Bros with a period is brothers.
And they have yet to show me a Super Smash Brothers cartridge and or disc and or packaging and or poster that doesn't have the period after it. So knock it off, millennials. You bunch of freaking unique little snowflakes. What with you're all into cassette tapes now? That's the big thing now, you know?
What?
Yeah. The kids
cassette tapes are back?
Yeah. They're making a big whoop about the cassette tapes. They want the hiss back. They want to have some of that hiss back in their lives.
Oh, now they're just being...
Hipster obnoxious is what
hipster
it is.
Hipster obnoxious,
yeah,
yes.
H-O is what I like to call it. Hoes. Being hoes.
No one wants cassettes to come back.
My daughter might be one of them. She's kind of into it right now. She can't get
sure,
enough
it's
of
a
it.
Quaint. It's a quaint little format, but nobody wants that. Nobody wants the hiss.
What's great is if you think about what cassettes are and were, they're really terrible. Like it's quite literally two wheels with a piece of tape between them. You had to have hardware that. Like tugged on it and made it roll so that the two wheels would move. And get this, everybody. When we didn't like the first song and we wanted to skip ahead to I Want a New Drug or whatever I was listening to on my Huey Lewis and the News sports tape, I would have to fast forward it. Let me explain how that worked. You had to push a button that usually had two arrows, right? You'd push that in and then you had to wait. And not only did you have to wait, you had to worry about two things. One, when I stop it, will it be where I want it to be? And two, will it destroy the tape?
Well, I have to guess. Oh, this is about where that song is over. Oh, no, went too far. Okay, let's rewind it. Oh, went too far. Yeah, all right, let's fast forward.
And you knew you were ruining your tape. There was no way that was good for the tape.
Yeah. Yeah, in 91, I was a wedding DJ for a company called Nickelodeon Entertainment. Mm. And
nothing to do with the venerable television.
Nothing at all to do, and who knows if they ever got a lawsuit or anything. But
all right.
They were actually the DJ company that did our wedding.
Oh,
and I got to talking to the DJ while I was there, and I said, you know, what do you guys ever hire? I mean, what do you, you know? He's like, oh, are you interested? Yeah. And we got to talking. He's like, all right, well, yeah, you can, we'll do a test run with you, see how you like it, and maybe you can have work in some weekends.
Yeah.
And so I was doing this for a little while, working weekends. The whole thing was on cassette. Like, everything was on cassette. Mm. This was before you could burn custom CDs with stuff on them, right?
Right.
And way before MP3s and, mm-hmm. and digital technology.
Yeah, you were at least, about a decade away from that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what we had to do, so we had this big, heavy box full of cassettes that we had to wheel in. And let's say we wanted to play Dancing Queen by ABBA. Well, we had to pull out the ABBA cassette. Some bands had an entire cassette with like all of their greatest hits on it. These were all custom made tapes. We'd have to pull out the ABBA cassette, rewind it to the beginning if it had been played.
Sure.
Press the little zero, you know, the zero out marker thing, and then fast forward to the number on the cassette for Dancing Queen.
So that you knew where that was.
So you knew exactly where that was.
So you could forward to it if the request came in, or if you had to play it, or if it was part of it. That's ridiculous.
It was, you know, thinking back to like the caveman-esque way of having to do wedding DJing back then. It's like, wow, how did I even do it?
Yeah, and it's not even, it was bad. It was a bad time. So to try to relive that, I already think trying to get all into vinyl is weird. I mean, I understand that it's kind of a cool, again, a cool old form factor.
Yeah.
There's nothing convenient or anything about it now. It's just kind of redonkulous. At least with a record, you could lift up the needle and move around faster.
And jump right to a track. Look for the little the little smooth spot between tracks. And, I will say that there is a different sound that you get from vinyl. But here's the thing. I mean, to be able to hear that, you need a really, really good turntable. You need a really, really good sound system.
Yeah.
And a lot of the hipsters who say, oh, I love vinyl, it's the way I want to go, and oh, it's the perfect thing.
They're talking out of their ass.
They're doing it on like a little, junky plastic turntable plugged into a set of speakers that they jimmy wired from a car stereo.
Yeah, no. They are repeating what they've heard, which is vinyl sounds better. Yeah, man, vinyl sounds better. And they don't really play it on anything where they can actually take advantage of that. And I'll tell you what, if you had a really good sound system and you were doing vinyl on that thing, that would also make everything sound better if you had a really good sound system.
Exactly.
So I'm not saying you can't.
You know who's a big vinyl head and who does it right, as far as I can tell, is Iceworm.
Oh,
big into the vinyl.
Ah, well, all right then. And he may, he may have a bunch of good arguments as to why it's just a huge advantage or whatever. And I understand audiophiles are going to have their reasons. I get it. I'm just saying, the large portion of millennial hipsters who think they are just toeing the line. They're not. They don't know. They don't know.
Right.
They just know that, hey, Beck put out a new album, man. He's retro 90s and on vinyl. That's awesome. Let me go get my mismatching shoes, shitty pants, and dumb mustache, and I'll meet you down at the coffee shop. That's the way their day goes.
All right. So true.
We're not grumpy old men, I promise. All right.
No. Things were so much better in my day.
Back when we had vinyl, we knew it was a pain in the ass then.
It was the best thing we had then. That's and of course right. It sounded really good because we didn't have MP3s and fancy 5.1 channel stereos.
And when I was poor, that's what we ate our food on. We took an old vinyl record out. It was like Engelbert Humperdinck. And I'd eat my potatoes on it. You effing kids.
Hey, I got some news. Yesterday, I took a video. Well, you know what? I should play the theme here. This is all very exciting. Let's see. Where's my theme?
Is there a theme?
Yeah, because this happened. All right, so I'm down at the lake. And I'm at the lake. I'm walking around the two-mile hikey part of the lake. And it was a little mid-afternoon when I had to do it quick because yesterday was so busy. I had like tons of shows and all just kinds of crap, and I had to hurry up. So I'm hustling through there, and I've noticed two things. One, the lake has been overwhelmed with seagulls. They're everywhere. They came out of nowhere. They weren't there all year. Suddenly there's a billion seagulls, and they're constantly diving into the middle of it and flying out and flying in, and they're everywhere. They're all over the docks. The docks are covered in seagull poo, just everywhere. And the only thing I can think of is they just injected the lake full of new fish because they stocked it with fish, and I think they're eating all the dumb fish.
Right, all the slow ones.
Yeah, all the dumb fish who came to the surface going, hey, what's going on? You know. So that's happening, and I was just a little bit shocked by it, so I took a video of me chasing a bunch off a dock and put it on Instagram, and it was very nice and all that. And beautiful day, really pretty out. It's cold as hell. I don't know what's going on right now. It's cold. But anyway, this is all happening, and then I round the bend, Brian. Mm-hmm. I thought he left for the winter. There's Mendoza. And I wish I had the wherewithal to take a picture of this. It was kind of hard to show from the angle I was at. But it was really quite literally him in front, two or three of the white geese right behind him, and then a million ducks all trailing behind him as he was going under this bridge.
Like a little pyramid scheme kind of thing. Like
yes.
He's got his officers.
Mm-hmm. His captains, his capos or whatever, right there with him.
And then the minions all behind.
Yeah. And then the ones that do all his dirty work following up behind that. And the ducks in the rear are just going, wah, 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 like that kind of duck.
Right.
And I was kind of dumbfounded because I'm like, Wayne, I thought you freaking left. But no, Mendoza, dude, back in the lake.
Wow.
Yeah, he's out there. So now I got to, now I'm on the hunt to just, I don't know. I want to see, are these seagulls a welcome addition? Is this his idea? Are they going to leave soon? Does he care? Like, I'm all back into the politics of it. I want to know what's going on, especially the seagull thing. It's like, I don't know what it would be like. It would be like an immigration problem or something, you know, in mm-hmm. human terms. Like, at some point, are we being racist against the seagulls because we don't want them here? Are they taking all our jobs? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So, I don't know.
They're going to have a little terminal to go through and get, you know, customs that they have to go through.
And yes, another Jay Martin is correct. I am watching way too much Sopranos.
So you're not done with that yet?
No, I've got 8 episodes left. You know, that last season's like double. It's like 20 episodes or something.
Oh, was it really?
Long. Double long. Okay. So it was basically, I think the way they aired it, though, was split like they did with Breaking Bad. I think it was like one year they had half the season, even though it was like nine or 10 episodes, and then the next season was another 9 or 10.
Man, did that writer's strike really screw things up for a while or what?
I don't remember. Did it? It did, didn't it? Oh, that would have totally been around that time. That's right.
It split up. It ruined, not ruined, but I mean, it shortened a couple seasons of Lost that could have done with some more fleshing mm-hmm. out. Those were actually a couple of the best seasons of Lost.
Yeah.
There were shows that I can't remember them, of course, but they were doing really well that just couldn't rebound after the writer's strike.
I want to say BSG got dinged pretty hard or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Or at least delayed or something. I don't think it was so much that we didn't get a good season. It was that it got shortened or...
We got a half season. Isn't that the one when we had the half season of...
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, Heroes. Yeah. Thank you, Mary Lou Who.
All right. Yeah. Heroes may have been killed by that. Because was that season 2 of Heroes?
It was right in the beginning, right between season 1 of and 1 of 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 was bad.
Heroes.
And I feel like 2 was bad because of it, because the writing was clearly like, yeah, we're just going to, you know what we'll do? Okay, remember all these characters from last time? We're just going to go ahead and have them all forget who they were, and then we'll just have them
wipe their memories and we'll have them start over.
Relearn their powers as if you're seeing it for the first time. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Dumbasses, dude. That was so bad. Anyway, also, I want to share one thing with you before we move on to some nice quality time with Daryl Skeels. Mm-hmm. And that is this. There are 5 actors in the original Star Wars trilogy that you did not realize, excuse me, are in everything.
Oh, really? Okay.
William Hootkins. Now, you knew about this guy. He played, what's his name?
Porkins.
Porkins. He went on to play...
I was a guess just based on the name.
Oh, William Hootkins. Nice. Hootkins is great. He went on to be a dude in Indiana Jones who said top men at the end there. Top.
that's just me. Do you think George Lucas like came up with the name Porkins after seeing this guy's name was Hootkins?
Maybe. Maybe just changed it a little bit.
Who's the actor who's playing Red 3? Hootkins? Let's call him Porkins.
Yeah. Who are we hiring for the role of Ching? Okay, great. Bring him in. he was also in Tim Burton's original Batman as Lieutenant Eckhart. He was a corrupt cop killer.
Yeah.
And he was also the cowardly evil assistant Munson in Flash Gordon.
Oh, the beginning guy, right. The guy who leaves Zarkov.
Yep.
Flash and Dale Arden, yeah.
You and I saw that weird film sack movie about the robot that came alive and killed everybody. I forgot the name of it. It was real bad. Anyway, he was in that. Yeah. He was the weird pervert neighbor.
The guy who sang that weird little...
Yes.
How
did that go?
Wibbly wobbly robots with the wibbly wobbly walk or something like that.
That's it. That's it. I wonder if I have that still. I should have that. Was it wobbly?
Yeah, I want to say what. If you look,
here it is. I found it. Here you go.
Oh, we all walk the wibberly wobberly walk, and we talk the wibberly wobberly talk, and all we all wear wibberly wobberly ties, and we all look at the pretty girls with wibberly wobberly eyes.
Yeah, I forgot it was a Fletcher version. I don't know where his version is.
Much better than the.
I agree.
Actual version.
Julian Glover, no relation to Donald Glover from Community, as you might imagine.
Yeah,
he played the old kind of British dude. Let's see, I'm trying to find him here.
Oh, General Veers.
General Veers, there he is, in Empire Strikes Back. Yes. He also played, and I never put these two together, never for whatever reason did it. He is Walter Donovan in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, the guy that was after the cup.
The guy who chose poorly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chose very poorly. The one that withered up like a reed and fell over, and the other guy goes,
that's right, yes.
He's chosen poorly. Then, check this one out. He's currently playing Meister Pycelle in the Game of Thrones show.
What? Really? That's the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same dude. The dirty, freaking horrible...
Alchemist.
The one that worked for Joffrey, the one up in town there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a total...
King's Landing...
he's a butthole.
Douchebag. Wow.
There is a shot of him as that character in that show where there's a bunch of light behind him and he's in his robe and you can see his doodle. I did not enjoy that at all. That doodle part is not cool.
Oh.
Then he also provides the voice of Aragog, the giant spider. The Hagrid, the spider, big spider pal in Chamber of Secrets. So yeah, there you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Jeez.
Insane. There's more, but I'll just do a couple here. How about
good old Deep Roy?
Yeah, we know what Deep Roy's up to. He was a one of the what do you call them? The
Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas. I think he also may have been Yoda for certain shots. Yeah, it says here he was Yoda for certain shots, but not credited. In that photo, you can see him with the little green Yoda hands. He was in a bunch of other crap. So he's in a million things. Let's see here, Garrick Hagen. You know him as Biggs.
Oh, yeah.
He went on to be, let's see, Tim Burton's Batman film. He was in the first Batman, or Burton's Batman. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who, did a bunch of Doctor Who business. In the 2012 episode, showed up again in Doctor Who for the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith, in the 2012 episode, A Town Called Mercy. And he is looking pretty grim there.
Yeah, not as good as his Biggs days.
Yeah. Jack Purvis, that's fine. Okay, here we go. John Ratzenberger.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He was in Empire Strikes
Back.
I'm going
to be close to the doors to keep the cold outside.
I wish they would have used his real voice, too. It's so bad that they just had him talk like, or they dubbed over somebody's name or voice.
Right.
They should have done what you just did. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, Han Solo hasn't checked back in yet, Highness. Pretty sure he's...
That would be so good. I mean, you can see why they didn't do that, but man, missed opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he's like everything in the history of Pixar. So,
right, of course.
Yeah, we love that about that guy.
As he should be.
As he should be. As we all should be. As we all might be. All right, Daryl time. Hey, guess
Stop.
What Scott didn't
Daryl
do
time.
Yet? Scott didn't set up his thing yet. That's really shocking. But he still has to lean over to do it. Okay, there we go. Sheesh, for the love of Pete. Here's your gosh dang theme. Here you go. It's Dump a Drug Nerd brought to you by...
Hey, Scott, do you like reading comics?
I do.
Well, so does Jason Inman, co-creator of the Red Shirt Diaries. That's why he's entered a contest to become the new co-host of DC All Access, DC Comics YouTube show, and he needs your help. Go to bit.ly/JasonDCHost to watch his video. And if you like him, retweet the video with the hashtag, #DCHostSearch. Retweets help determine the winner, and there's a handy-dandy tweet in the description of the video if you want to just copy and paste. Thanks for your help, comic fans. Again, that is bit.ly/Jason, and that's capitalized Jason, because I think bit.ly is the one that's case-sensitive, right?
Yeah, I hate that freaking thing.
Yeah, so you're going to capitalize Jason, capital D, capital C, capital H, host.
Yeah.
To watch his video.
Yeah, I can't see how that's how a URL shortener, which is designed to make things easier. I just cannot imagine how that makes it more complicated. Thanks, Bitly. But yeah, what Brian said is correct. Daryl, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. Ooh, you're being all quiet. Is there a meeting happening nearby? Is there...
There's people walking around.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try to be as reverential. Is that a word?
Reverential?
Nope, not a word. It's okay. I'm being told in my ear it's not a word. All right. Well, Daryl,
not a word.
we're going to talk to you about stuff here, about a Trek question. We got one, and it's based on a clip that we'll play. That's what we do on Tuesdays typically.
Yay, the clip clop.
Yeah, we like the clip clop. So we'll get that here in a second. But I had a question for you, and what was it? Oh, now I've lost it. It was a good one too, Star Trek related. Even
Deep Roy was on Star Trek.
That's right. The movie, right? It was in the
starfish faced friend of Simon Pegg.
Oh, I found an old ticket stub from 2009's Nerdtacular, which you both were in attendance of.
Mm-hmm.
And the price on the ticket was $5.15. And everybody on the internet freaked out and said, oh my gosh, how come tickets are so cheap in Utah in 2009? No. I should clear this up. We rented that entire theater, and then they gave us these tickets with this fake number on it. It was not the actual price. You'd have paid like $8 if it was normal.
Right.
So that's why. So if you were confused, and who knows if anyone listening to this actually saw that Instagram photo, but there it is. I've cleared the air. All right, Daryl, let's get to your damn question. What episode does this clip come from? I will tell you, the only hint I will give you is it is a TNG episode, which you'll probably gather after I play it. But here it is. Listen closely. Right here.
Another Coco No-No?
No, thanks. I think I've had enough already.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Geordi, I'm sorry. I think I better go back.
But too chilly? I could turn down the breeze.
No, it's been a lovely program, and...
Yeah.
You're a terrific guy.
Yeah.
I just... don't feel that way about you.
Yeah.
One of countless episodes where Geordi can't date.
It was one of my least favorite subtexts of the show.
I didn't
enjoy that very much when that happened.
Yeah.
So let's let Daryl stew on that for a minute because do we even have? I got a box.
Do I get choices?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Do you need them?
Oh, yeah.
In this case, yes. Booby Trap, Identity Crisis, The Perfect Mate, and Aquiel. A-Q-U-I-E-L. I assume that's how you say that.
Yeah, we don't have food. You're in the process of splitting up one box, right? And sending us.
Yeah, that's coming soon. I did get another. I got one in the mail. Let me just see what this is real fast. I just got Alan Minter. Did you guys get anything from Alan Minter?
Not yet. No, I have no. I have no. I have no.
I'd expect some coins, but no.
How did I get something from Texas before you guys? That's weird. Let's see if it was. Maybe it's here. Sorry, this is riveting radio. I know. I just want to see what's in here. Come on.
Oh my gosh. And now I will rip the box.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's not. Maybe it isn't food. Oh, there's a second box inside.
Wow.
Oh, it's the box in a box trick.
Uh-oh.
It's foodception.
Could this be bad? What if this
I'll
is
use
bad?
That joke every time, every day if I can.
Oh, you know what it is? Somebody sent us 4 copies of Ice Pirates.
Oh.
For film sack, so never mind.
Nice.
Yeah, Ice Pirates, everybody. Let's all watch Ice Pirates. Okay, well, that's nothing to eat, so we won't eat that.
Okay.
Daryl, let's instead go right to birthdays. Do you have any birthdays?
Yes, we have Jack Murdoch. He's 78. No, he would have... What would he have been? Well, he died in 2001 at age 78. He was the 49er on TNG's Time's Arrow.
And what... Oh wait.
You know, one of those old minor guys.
They discover Data's head.
I think I found some gold in them hills.
That guy?
Yeah.
If you dig far enough, you'll get yourself some gold.
I hate that guy. I mean, that stereotype. Sorry. He's fine, I'm sure. But... Mm-hmm. That thing they decided in probably the 40s or whenever that everybody who dug for gold sounded like that. I hate that voice.
Right. Sound like a little Eureka.
I don't even like hearing myself say it. Like hearing me do it makes me want to punch myself. Well, that's great. So is that all he did? That was his entire Star Trek career right there, was a 49er?
I think that was it for Star Trek, yep.
Yeah, he threw for 3,000 yards that season and long 49ers. what happened to was there baseball last night? And let's do a quick update on the World Series. Anyone know?
I think
Kansas
so.
City?
Yeah, basically it's,
what are they at
the last two games, it's 4-1, 3-2, in favor of San Francisco, but the last two games are in Kansas City.
Okay. Ooh, that's bad for them. Mm-hmm. Good, potentially.
I think that's right. I know that San Francisco's in lead. I know there are only two games left, and since it's a seven-game series, that's the only way the math can work out.
All right. Fair enough. Well, good times all around. Daryl, what do you say to this question then, since we're rushing past birthdays and food? I feel like we got here too fast. But anyway.
I'm gonna take a chance, and I'm going to make this into a stupid contest because J. Hammond C. has two, I don't know if they're prints or original paintings or something of wrestlers. It's a couple of really cool wrestling posters that are autographed by the guy that made them.
Oh, wait, no way.
And I think the guy himself is a wrestler, but I don't have all that stuff in front of me. But J. Hammond C. has been bothering me to give, or not give these away, but have a little contest so Iceworm can win them.
Oh, he wants him to win them?
I think if I get this wrong, he should get these.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. So if you get this answer wrong, Iceworm gets the prince.
Yeah, okay. I'm not getting it wrong on purpose. I just don't know, so this will be easy.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay, so A was...
hold on, I'll pull it up again. A was booby trap.
Yeah.
B was identity crisis. C was the perfect mate. And D was Aquiel.
Identity crisis is when somebody didn't know who they were. I don't remember that one.
Sounds like a DC Comics event to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Identity crisis.
There was an identity crisis.
Was there?
Yeah.
There's always Infinite Crisis, Batman Crisis, whatever.
Right. Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yep.
Lots of crises happening over at DC. That might be what the C stands for in DC.
Yeah, right. Detective Crisis.
I think that's the one where he turned all glowy and mutated into somebody else.
Who did? Jordy did?
Yeah, into an alien.
Oh, right. I remember that.
And C, what's C?
C was the perfect mate.
I have no clue what the heck that is. Maybe it's that one.
It could be. I don't remember any of these.
And then what's D?
D is Aquiel.
Oh, I don't remember that one either.
Aquiel. I don't know how you say it. A-Q.
Yeah, that's right. Aquiel.
Okay.
Well, shoot. It's probably... Well, it can't be A because that's too obvious because that's Leah Brahms and all that.
Right.
So it's got to be something else. I've put a dot, a star, and... nothing by all the others.
Great. So perfect system there.
I will choose D.
D, Aquiel.
D, yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
All right. Well, let's find out. Is it D? Whoops. Is it D? It is most assuredly not D. It is A, booby trap, the A? One you were sure was not it.
I thought that would be too obvious.
Well, Jordy's on a date in the holodeck, but his date really wanted to do nothing or wanted nothing to do with it. Poor Jordy. There is no clip. That's it. We played the clip. Nice job. And they really are the worst, those episodes. So, Mike, get with Daryl. You guys make your little exchange. Congratulations to Mike on that.
I didn't lose on purpose either.
No, I believe you. I believe you truly did not know the answer to this, which is, that's impressive given how many times you do know these things. Daryl is the Trek nerd on both Twitter and in real life. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and on that show with Hammond called The Grumpy Cast. By the way, Hammond's on Current Geek this weekend. Still trying to lock in someone willing to do it on Halloween that night with us. We're working on it. But Hammond will be on there. We're looking forward to that.
Cool.
Daryl, why don't you now play a game with us?
Okay. That was... losing is stressful.
I know. It sucks, aww, right? Nobody likes to lose.
So I wish you luck on this one. Mm. Star Trek drink or actual drink?
Okay, here's your theme. All right. Star Trek drink or actual drink? Go.
Trova.
Trova. Trova. Trova.
I don't know, Brian. You're a drink guy.
I know. Trova.
Drink man.
Sounds like it could be like a Greek.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, like a Greek drink or something.
You could get this on a weird cruise ship somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Hey, would you like some trova?
You like a trova?
How do you like it? Do you like it chilled?
Oh, honey, this is so great. We should get a trova. You can just hear it.
And maybe that's the thing. Maybe it doesn't sound silly enough to be a Star Trek thing, but we got fooled by that whole star flyer thing yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, trova sounds like more like a race in Star Trek.
Right.
Like the Trovans. Right. The Trovans are here. What do we do? Like that.
Yeah, I would like to say again that we do a real drink, but
okay, well, we can go real drink.
Let's go real drink.
All right, real drink.
Okay, Trova was offered to Kirk in TOS's Taste of Armageddon.
Damn it! Christmas.
Jeez, we suck at that.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Tech Phoenix 2014. It's next month, November 15th and 16th at the University Advancing Technology in Tempe, Arizona. This year, we have Allison Michaels, Director of Education, Programs and Services at Hootsuite for our keynote session. And Ruth Carter, a real-life lawyer, is going to be closing out with our formal speaking session. Session tracks include audio, visual, writing, blogging, marketing, business, social, and coding and geekery. Tickets are available for only $12 at techphx.com/register. That's techphx.com/register. Use the code TMS during checkout to get 50% off the ticket price.
And a caveman.
All right, great.
That too.
Here we are talking about Darth Vader now.
Okay.
Let's shift gears, Brian, from one venerable science fiction beloved property to another.
Mm-hmm.
From Star Trek to Star Wars, Darth Vader is not allowed to vote in the Ukraine elections, it turns out.
Oh, no, really?
I know.
What a drag.
I mean, look, I am all, if we want truly an equal society, you may not like him, but you got to give him the same rights, okay? never underestimate the power of the dark side, except maybe in the Ukraine, where it turns out being a Sith Lord isn't all that. Darth Vader, a candidate running for a seat in the nation's parliament, was turned away at his polling place when he refused to take off his mask. Hours later, it looked like he had little chance of winning, according to exit polls. The candidate who changed his name to Darth Alekseyevich Vader. This is the truth.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how to say that middle bit.
Darth Alekseyevich.
Alekseyevich Vader. I want to vote for myself. Turned up in a vote on Sunday, standing atop a black van decorated with symbols of the Galactic Empire and blaring the Imperial March from the loudspeakers. Once inside, Vader showed his passport to polling officials, but they asked him to take off his mask. "Here is my face on the passport. What does the law say that I have to take off my mask?" Vader said, according to the Telegraph, and he refused to do it. And they said, "Sorry, you're not allowed." And he lost his election bid.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer. All because of one stipulation. If he would have taken off that mask, I'm sure he would have sailed to the top of the polls.
Pesky rules, man. Pesky, pesky rules. Yeah, that's a great story. I can't believe that. Well, whatever. We have weird elections here. Remember that California gubernatorial race where everybody from, I can't think of his name now, the one that died here from different strokes, Arnold. What's his name?
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. Jeez. Yeah. And the porn lady and the Ariana That's Huffington right, yeah. and like all these weird people ran for governor. It's like that. In fact, he did win in Minnesota.
Jesse Ventura?
Yeah, he's the one that won in Minnesota. Where is he now? He's in Mexico.
It was all some sort of conspiracy.
They're all trying to get me. Me and Randy Quaid. I'm going to hang out together. In other news, a cockroach. This is great. A cockroach has disrupted the pest control chief's testimony. A cockroach embarrassed a Chicago official in charge. His job is to be in charge of all pest control in the city. He's the pest control czar. When it took a stroll near him in full view of some of the aldermen there in the city. It's a stunt that might have cost it and its buddies their lives. After Thursday evening in the council chambers, Fleet and Facilities Management Commissioner David Reynolds had his office call a private contractor to come down to City Hall and do some exterminating. The cockroach couldn't have picked a worse time to show the antenna on the wall of the city council chambers. Just as Reynolds was testifying during a budget hearing, Alderman Brendan Riley wondered aloud how much money Reynolds' department budget was devoted to pest control. "I was mortified, Reynolds told reporters after the laughter died down.
That's awesome.
It's great. That's like saying we're in charge of rubbing out prostitution while you have a prostitute on your arm or something.
Right. Hooker in your lap.
Yeah, hooker in your lap. Wow. Prostitute on your arm and hooker on your lap. They have a, there's a chasm of meaning difference for some reason. One sounds
big
a lot
difference
worse.
There, yeah. Yeah,
one sounds way worse. That's your news there. Oh, did you there was something breaking though. I wanted to hold on, let me see if this is still in the thing or if it was fake.
Okay. All right.
Where is it? No, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
no. No. I thought it was an update on that the whole Apple Pay Google Wallet thing.
Mm.
I was trying to see. Yeah. No, yeah, I guess there wasn't a big update. It's just that these bigger stores are all... Everybody's trying to force it out.
Really?
What's his name? Jury. We'll talk about it a little bit later, maybe.
Okay.
And I haven't heard it yet, but apparently what he did for DTNS for Tom is he actually went out and did this experiment and recorded a lot of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and went to, like, Whole Foods and did the process of checking out with it to see how quick it would be, but then did one of the... QR code scan versions of someone's payment system to see how quick that would be. And I think the results were ridiculously more convenient with Apple Pay and Google Wallet than it ever is
now,
with that other thing.
And here's the thing. I guess, you know, if we are going to talk about it later with Jury, then I'll talk more about it then. But Starbucks right now, I mean, if you do Starbucks, the app pulls up a little, not a QR code, but like a UPC kind of code, and you hold that up and the thing scans it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
It's similar. Yeah.
The problem with that stuff is for convenience. I mean, this is the thing that Apple understands, and I think I may have mentioned this yesterday. Apple understands this. Google understands this, is that if you're going to have somebody, if you're going to have a large portion of the population move to new standards for payment systems, it needs to be more convenient than a credit card already is.
If it's
less convenient and makes you jump through a bunch of weird hoops, and I forgot to even mention yesterday these apps that some of these guys are wanting you to use, like CVS's app and stuff, they literally send your personal information to all kinds of third-party banks and stuff.
Geez.
But it needs to be more convenient. If it's less convenient, it won't be adopted as a standard. It's just it's as simple as that. So until it's easier... or more convenient, or at least as convenient, forget about it. Dumbasses.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out when people try it. They, you know, things take longer at the checkout. Lines get longer. You know, they'll figure it out that, oh, maybe this is kind of a bad idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe we shouldn't be asking people to get their credit cards out for verification after they use our QR code thing.
Exactly. Now, while you were talking there, I was looking up... this week's recipes on HelloFresh.com, a sponsor of our program. Well, the one I'm looking at right now is the soy glazed steak. Now, that looks lean. I think I could eat that because I'm not even a big beef guy right now, but man, that looks good. Steak, potato, sour cream, wasabi, scallion, stock concentrate, soy sauce, white wine vinegar, garlic, ginger, spinach, sesame seeds, all of those ingredients straight to your freaking door in the freshest way possible. Frozen, cold, preserved, natural, fresh, all of that stuff. They even have the caloric intake here. It's only 619 calories for that amazing looking plate of awesome. Mm. And you'll make it in 30 minutes or less. And it's amazing. This and so much more are up there right now. And if you're feeling a little more like, oh, I don't want any beef or whatever, we'll get the autumn caucus salad. Is it caucus? Cusco. Sorry. I did that again. Did it again. How many months has it been? Jeez Louise. Caucus.
Yeah.
You know, caucus.
It's, you know, the political...
sure.
The political agreement. They're forming a caucus.
Yeah, we're all getting together and have a common goal. HelloFresh.com is the place. We'd like to save you some money. If it's your first time there, and especially if you live in the States, you're guaranteed delivery now. They're just everywhere. Go there, use the code MORNINGSTREAM for 50% off. We love these guys. You will too. That's HelloFresh.com. And I didn't put a thing here. I'm going to say, hold on. See a little note I put in there? That's going to do it for that. Let's move on to this right here. Whoop, not that. That's this.
Oh!
Okay, all right.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poopin' is brought to you by...
Brought to you by the Frog Pants Trivia Show coming up this week, but it's just a pilot. It's not going to be the real thing until we cross that $10,000 mark on Patreon.
Yay.
If you want to preemptively make this thing a real recurring ongoing game show for you Frog Pants fans to play and win prizes on, then go to patreon.com/TMS and donate.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, yo. Okay. What are we doing here? Oh, I just got an email. Scott, okay. I can get behind your argument for Super Mario Brothers, but I will always say verse, not verses.
Well, that's wrong then.
It's totally wrong, Jeremy. Yeah.
Verse is a thing in a song or in a poem. Jeremy?
Listen, it's
verse,
BS.
Verses is not the plural form of verse.
No. And somebody else, the argument I had on the show the other day was the worst. It said, well, how can you say PS4 then? Because that's an acronym / initialism. It's not even the same category.
Yeah.
It's not a shortening of a word.
We're not pronouncing it PUS4.
No, it's not PUS4. Or freaking Microsoft. No, that doesn't work. Like MS, do they say Miss? When they say Miss Office,
Miss
is that what you're doing? Miss Word?
I'm using Miss Excel.
Oh, good Lord. See, to Miss me it seems Excel. To me it seems obvious. I don't know what's wrong with
that.
Keanu Reeves, sorry, you're going to have to come back later because it turns out Benedict Cumberbatch is confirmed as Doctor Strange. I guess Keanu was being considered.
I had no idea that Keanu was even being considered. Thank God.
That could have been like a rumor. Who knows? But he has the face for it. He wouldn't have had the acting for it, I don't think. Cumberbatch confirmed. Doctor Strange. Oh, yeah. And we'll go into this in some depth today on Comic Dorks this morning at 11 o'clock Mountain. So watch for that. Deadline claims that Benedict Cumberbatch has been cast as the Sorcerer Supreme in the standalone movie for a possible possible pop-up in the Avengers franchise, with a report stating that the Brit is the studio's choice for superhero pick, and negotiations are beginning. The news comes after Joaquin Phoenix dropped out of negotiations earlier this month. You know why? Because he's hard to work with and he's kind of weird. That's a confirmed deal with Joaquin
Phoenix.
Yeah, but
so is Doctor Strange.
but Cumberbatch is easy to work with, you know?
It seems like it. It seems like he's up for anything, right?
Yeah. I mean, I heard an interview on NPR not long ago with Joaquin Phoenix, and it was painful. He gets really weirdly defensive and then kind of aloof and then offensive again. He's very odd. And I like him.
He's into the craft.
Yeah, I guess. I like the guy a lot. I think his movies are great. I don't really have a problem with that. And I even think it's great that he's weird. But I'll bet you they're, you know, when you're trying to make these movies and you're doing your darndest to make it happen, you can't have those kinds of issues pop up. Or at least if you know they're going to be there, why would you fight that fight?
Well, no kidding. I will say I'm excited that Benedict Cumberbatch was selected. I still would have much rather seen Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
As Doctor Strange.
Right. Can you imagine, dude?
By the Eye of Agamotto.
And if he still has the mustache, it'd be fine.
Come back to my Sanctum Sanctorum.
Sanctorum. Is that New York? Is that where that's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Well... Yeah, because it's Marvel, so yeah.
Everything's in New York, except for the West Coast Avengers.
That's true, isn't it? That's funny. Marvel's forced to go back to the drawing board. A host of names like Jared Leto, or Leto, depending on how you say it, Tom Hardy, others have been thrown around as possibilities, with Keanu Reeves as a hot favorite, is what this says.
Mm.
Let's see. He admitted he was interested in Marvel. Okay. Anyway, the rest of that, we don't care what that guy says. Bumberbatch, he's in. He's in. And that sounds good. He seems
sound good.
Kind of perfect for it, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big, tall, you know. I mean, wait, hold on a minute. I just thought of something. Is Doctor Strange native to these States United, or is he from somewhere else? Oh, he is.
Nope, he was a New York doctor whose hands got ruined. He was a surgeon, I think, whose hands got ruined in a car accident. And so he started looking at the mystic arts.
Mm.
And became Doctor Strange.
Okay. So maybe he'll have to hide his accent, or maybe they'll just keep it. I don't know.
No, they can keep it. Works for
Doctor
Strange.
Not a problem.
Strange, you think it's funny? Not a problem.
That's what I would say, too. I mean, after first blush, I could totally hear it being, you know, because it's just more falutin and wizardy, you know?
Right.
Talk like that. Yeah. Falutin and wizardy. That's right.
I'm trying to think of who, like, let's say you did have to put Keanu Reeves somewhere in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Who do you cast him as?
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, somebody who hasn't, a character that hasn't been seen in the Marvel movies yet.
Think about this for a second.
Maybe Nova. Maybe Richard Rider's Nova.
Maybe. Maybe Plastic Man, but that's not Marvel.
That's DC, yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else. Who else would he be?
Namor. Prince Namor.
Actually, that's not bad. That's not bad. You give him some webbed feet or whatever.
Right.
Exactly. Did Namor have webbed feet and hands, didn't he? Wasn't that his deal?
No, he just had, I don't think he had webbed hands and feet. He had little wings on his ankles for some reason.
Yeah, that's right. Well, then maybe I'm thinking of the Dallas guy from the
TV. You're thinking of the man from Atlantis.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knew? Wasn't that based on him? Or was that based on something else?
That was a DC thing? Original property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was them not wanting to pay for the rights and making up their own, basically.
That's right. It was Bobby from Dallas. His name is Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing. That's it. Patrick Duffy.
I'm sorry, Patrick Duffy. Yes. Patrick Ewing would have been Dallas.
Yeah. Well, it's something Patrick Ewing. Duffy. Bobby Ewing? Bobby Ewing.
Bobby Ewing.
Yeah, we just mixed him.
Had the flip flop and the clip clop,
and then later wasn't he on that TGI Friday show on CBS?
With Suzanne Summers.
Yeah. I forget. Two's a company. Two's a crowd. I don't know what it was.
She's the sheriff.
Yeah, she's the sheriff. Sure. Tweaked Audio also sponsoring today's program. Listen to our dumb show with your earbuds.
The second article?
Oh, what did I miss? Did I skip it? Oh, I did. I'm a dummy. Sorry. Taylor Kitsch is confirmed. He's on True Detective. True Detective. That's a big deal.
True Detective 2.
Yeah, I don't know if he has the range, but whatever. As The Wrap previously reported, Kitsch has long been rumored for one of the lead roles, and now he has confirmed it. Yeah, I'm really excited. I've just been prepping, says the Friday Night Lights actor. He told us to Ad Week? Weird. Full year since I've been on camera, and I'm itching, man. I'm overdue. You've just got to grind it out. Well, that's because nobody liked John Carter from Mars or whatever. So
it's a bummer. Yeah, it had promise. You know, I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
It there was some moments in there that were really good, and he does do a great action character. You know, a good action film.
I like him. I think he's cool. I liked him on FNL.
Did you like him as Gambit?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. When he tried to be voice to it, no, I didn't think that was very good.
Yeah, that's right, because he had to try and inflect that Cajun thing.
Yeah, and it sucked. That wasn't good. Yeah. But he was fine.
Maybe that's who you bring Keanu in as.
Mon cher.
Mon cherry.
I'm going to throw an exploding card at you, man.
I don't know why he's a surfer now. Colin Farrell is already confirmed. He'll play Ray Velcoro, and he's a compromised detective with allegiances, whose allegiances are torn between his masters and a corrupt police department and the mobster who owns him. And Vince Vaughn, who will play Frank Semyon.
Whatever, one of those.
Probably not Semyon.
Frank Semyon, yeah. a guy who's been picked on his whole life.
The horrible travails of Frank Semyon. A career criminal in danger of losing his empire when his move into legitimate enterprise is upended by the murder of a business partner. And then you got Kitsch coming in there, probably as the partner of Colin Farrell, is my guess. Yeah. Whatever, I'm excited either way, because I just still... That show left a mark on me, man.
It was really well done.
So amazing. All right, now Tweaked Audio. Look, Tweaked Audio, man. Put them in your ears. Listen, because they're durable. They have a lifetime warranty. They have noise reduction. They're designed to sound great no matter what you put in there. MP3 players, phones, they don't know what hit them when you put your earbuds in there. Lifetime warranty on everything. I mentioned that. TweakedAudio.com is the place. Stream at checkout is the code. 33% off is the discount. That's TweakedAudio.com and the code STREAM. We are now going to take a break. When we come back, Fitness Geek, Jury Duty, and more.
Yay.
Brian, why don't you play music now?
All right, this one's going out to Brian B. He says, on Tuesday, October 28th, I get to go to a neurologist and have a large needle inserted between two of my vertebrae, as well as have some other tests performed to help determine whether I have MS or if something else is causing the problems I've been having for the last 7 months.
Ooh,
oh, man, we're pulling for you, man.
Yeah.
I know this is short notice, but it would make my morning a little better to hear any cover of The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. Love the show, though. Brian B.
Okay.
Dude, hang in there, man. We're hoping that it turns out to be something.
Yeah, I hope it's nothing else.
Innocuous and easy to treat. Mm. So yes, Sound of Silence. And I've played a cover recently on here by Trinity FM that was really good and kind of had a little trip hop beat to it. How about another version here by a woman whose vocals, I just love her voice. Now, when you think of Iceland and you think of singers, female singers from Iceland, who's the first name that comes to mind?
What's her name?
That's the one. Yes, Björk.
Björk. That's it.
Björk.
Björk or Björk.
Björk. I've heard recently that it's pronounced Björk, but I don't think anyone's pronouncing it Björk. I think we're all calling her Björk.
I find that I can't even do it. Anyway, she's weird, man. Weirdo.
It's oh so okay. Anyway, but this isn't Björk. This is Emiliana Torini. And she recorded this on a 1996 album called Stone Free. It's a cover of The Sound of Silence by Simon Garfunkel. This is just plain gorgeous. Enjoy this. Right. Sound of Silence by Emiliana Torini.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing. Like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. Back my words like silent raindrops fell. An echo in the world of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning.
In Lee tires, for instance, you get not only cold rubber, but Lee toughens it still further with patented Fill Black O. This is typical of the built-in extra quality that is making today's Lee tires actually give 30 to 40% more wear than ever before. That's why it's real news when you can save money on tires like these.
The most famous name in glass.
The Morning Stream. Shut up, baby, I know it.
Okay, whoa, what happened there? Yeah, we're good. Hey, we're back. Hello, what's up? That's awesome. I want more of that. More of her.
Great? Yeah. Gorgeous.
Do you have a whole album of that? Is that more of her doing
that? I believe so. I'm trying to see what that Stone Free album is. It is,
fantastic.
That might be the only song I have from it. Sometimes I just buy the covers. I know. I'm horrible.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's the only song I bought from that album. But she also did the soundtrack to The Two Towers.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Really? Wow.
Yep.
Wait,
yep.
Did a song on there? Not did, the whole soundtrack, obviously.
I think anything with vocals she did, like Gollum's song and...
Oh, I'm all into that.
Yeah.
I have to check it out now. Ow, stupid thing.
Yeah, she's got an incredible voice.
Let's call Bill.
Bill.
Hey, Bill. What's going on, Bill?
I got another. Let's see if I have his... thing, but I think instead I'll play Bill O'Reilly. Here you go.
No.
There you go. That's your thing. What's up with you, sir? What's going on?
Hey, you guys.
Ooh, you're coming in hot. Hot microphone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's turn it down. Is that better?
There you go. That's much better.
All right. I don't know how. I have all these knobs in front of me. I have no idea what any of them does.
Yeah. It's hard because if you bump one and you don't know which one you bumped, it's like, oh, crap, that's all up high now, and I don't know why. And I have that happen every day. I'm always adjusting and tweaking and stuff, and that's just my crotch.
Yeah.
I know, right? Hey, what's going on?
Oh.
All right, Bill, you've got... Precisely, before you get into whatever fitness thing you're going to tell us about,
Okay. You
have precisely like a week and a half before BlizzCon. How's your costume coming?
What costume?
I see. It has slowly evolved from I got big plans for BlizzCon to I'll be wearing a glove or something. So, what do you have any big plans? What's your plan at this point?
I don't know. I have the sad irony that is my life is I build stuff for other people and I run out of time to make stuff for myself. So I'm working on some other things. I'm making a sword from League of Legends.
No way. Right. Dude, League of Legends, that's a powerful piece of business. I was I did a little thing on the Boop show yesterday about how they now control or they now get some 21% of all quote-unquote MMO money, meaning any games that are free to play or otherwise classified as MMOs, and Dota and this and others are included in that, but that includes WoW and all the other MMOs. It includes Hearthstone, things like that. 21% of all revenue.
Wow.
League of Legends. That is insane amounts of money.
Yeah.
Insane. Anyway, well, good for you and good for them.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing you in your Draugr outfit one more time. So what's going on today? What do you have for us? What's
hey,
in your mind?
You posted a picture recently, a before and after photo of yourself.
Yeah.
That was incredible. That was so cool.
Yeah. Some have suggested that all 50 pounds came out of my nose, but I don't know why.
Isn't it cool though to have those before and after photos, those comparisons, and to see the stark reality, the change in your life that you made?
Sure. And one of the trippy bits was I didn't even take that photo with the intent of later using it as a thing. It just so happened I had this photo, and it.
Well,
like,
lucky
Lord.
For you that your life is documented thoroughly on the internet.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people, I don't have any of me standing in the mirror naked, like those, or shorts on or whatever. I don't have that.
Yeah. Not yet.
No.
I have some of those, unfortunately. Yeah.
Let's see them, dude. Pass them around.
So look at this picture.
Oh, wow.
This is from my Save the Date. I'm holding up the camera. People can see.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh.
My Save the Dates. Yeah.
It's like not even you?
That doesn't even look like you. Look like a different person.
A totally
Isn't that
different
wacky?
Person.
Oh, weird, dude.
So wacky. So... It's cool to have that, though, because when you're living weight loss, especially if it's like 50 pounds, you don't see the difference because you see yourself in the mirror every day. You see the gradual change.
Right.
It's not until you see that old photo of yourself where you're like, I don't even know that person.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
a weirdo.
That is crazy. Holy crap. I did not expect that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I had it because I hadn't really done that much comparison. But I held that up and just went, what the hell? Who is that guy? What is that thing doing there?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a nice way to track things, to do this stuff sort of visually. How did people lose? I guess just nobody gained much weight in like the 1700s. They were too busy fighting off the plague and not having enough to eat.
Oh, no. But back then, if you were overweight, it was a status sign. It meant you could afford to eat all the food you could eat.
Yeah.
So it was kind of looked up upon back then.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Like body image does seem to have transformed based on other technologies, whether it be ways of seeing ourselves or seeing each other or medical things or whatever. But the things that used to be status symbols or signs of health, like I can't remember who was telling me this, but it was also just a really strong sign of a very healthy man if he was a big fat guy.
Oh yeah,
you know, that meant he had more of everything and he was therefore better off, even though you know he probably died the same time as everybody because the average lifespan was like 35 or whatever.
Yeah, no one was worried about cholesterol because the plague got him before heart disease did.
Sure. Or they always, they never had any idea of what a disease actually was doing. They just knew it had a funny name and, he's got the skippies or whatever.
He's got the skippies.
He's got a case of the skippies.
I like that we assume that everyone in the 1700s died of the plague. Everyone, that's how you died.
Yeah, nobody lived past that because the plague got them all. I don't know how we're here, but... Yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway,
So, hey, it's getting kind of chilly out. I don't know where you guys live. Mm-hmm. Getting a little colder out here. And I'm thinking it's time for me to get back into a real gym, a legitimate place of business where people have weights and stuff.
You pay a monthly fee, and you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for example, like, there's stuff that I just can't do at home that I would really like to get back into. More of the heavier lifting stuff, like a weight rack for doing squats, a bench or an incline bench, lots of weights. Basically, I could get all that stuff, but it would fill like two rooms in my house. Mm. So I'm thinking I'm going to start shopping around. So I looked around, and I used to be a member of 24 Hour Fitness when I lived up in Redmond, up in Microsoft land, and there were like five of them there. They're 24 hours a day. You could go in whenever you want, and they had a bunch of different locations, and that was really cool. But unfortunately, there is not one of those near where I live now. So I'm playing this game where I'm looking for a gym to go to, and it's kind of weird. There is a place called La Fitness. I think it's French, or LA Fitness if you're American. And it's nearby.
Are there periods after the letters?
Yeah.
That's the question.
No, there isn't.
Then it's definitely the French. Because,
yeah,
because bros, if there's a period after bros, it's brothers, you bunch of dingleberries. Anyway.
So I'm checking it out. I went to their website. I think I might have to actually go in and check it out in person. Because it's like, sign up online. And I'm like, I don't know if this is the kind of thing you want to buy online.
Yeah, I feel like you want to be able to see the business at hand before you make that decision. It's a big jump.
So here's the thing. I went to their website, and I mean, the idea is if I'm paying for it, I'll probably be more inclined to use it. When I was going to 24 Hour Fitness, I think I was paying $30 a month, and I went 5 days a week. Like, I utilized the crap out of that place, for sure.
5 days.
So I have no doubt that I would do the same for this place. But it ain't cheap. It's $30 a month, which isn't too bad, but you have to pay a $100 initiation fee, like, to get started.
What does that even mean? Oh, like just a sign-up fee kind of thing?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. It's not they're not going to, like, haze you or something. It's not like you're getting into a fraternity.
$100, get the paddle! and I wouldn't doubt if they charge you for the first and last month. So I might walk in there ready to go getting charged, you know, $160. I don't know. I would rather go check it out first. It does say no long-term contract required, but there's an asterisk next to that. And I'm not sure what that means either.
It probably means, here's what I'll bet it means. The rate they tell you about in the advertised rate is only good if you're doing the month-to-month. And if you don't do that, they'll charge you like double that or per month or something.
Yeah, something bonkers like that. So we'll see. Fortunately, though, they do have a whole lot of reviews on Google Maps. Like, you go to Google Maps and they got the whole thing there. And people can just review them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they are currently sitting on a 2 out of 5 star rating, which is not promising.
Yeah.
Some people seem to think that it is kind of smelly there.
Yeah.
not adequately ventilated, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of the complaints are that it is not a tidy place.
Okay.
And which that's, is weird.
You don't want that. That sounds bad to me.
Because I thought that the French were stereotypically tidy people.
Yeah.
And,
right.
That'd be lay fitness.
Yeah.
Lay
also, fitness. What France are you talking about? Those hairy armpitted, freaking right. cheese eating stink fogs? They're terrible over there. Bunch of stinkers. All right.
Let's see. Worst. These are reviews. It's actually kind of fun. Go. This is a game anyone can play. Go to a gym on Google Maps or a local place near you and just start reading the reviews. Find a place that's got a lot. This one has 24 reviews, which is good that there's a lot of feedback.
And what site? Where are you getting these reviews? Is this,
just do a Google Map search okay. and click on a place of business there.
All right.
Yep. You will not find punished props on the map. Thank you. I don't need people reviewing.
No reviews for a
smelly prop. Yeah.
No, look, I got air freshener.
Studio kind of smells.
Yeah. It smells like rainforest in here. I'm sure of it. It smells good in here.
Well, having had the stink bag in my house. Yeah. I am aware. I'm aware of what that review might read like.
Yeah. I told Scott, I don't know if everyone was privy to this, but I told Scott that I left it hidden in his house somewhere, and good luck.
I'm going to do Gold's Gym and Sandy.
Shoved into a vent somewhere.
So Gold's Gym and Sandy has 24 reviews, only a 1.9. This is a close one.
Oh, no.
How do you read the... Okay, click on the reviews. Let's see what these say. Okay, here we go. The last three Sundays I went to the Gold Gym, the front desk person was nowhere to be found. Actually, I found him playing the basketball in the court. Playing the basketball in the court. In the clip-clop. Let's see. I'm trying to find another lousy one. They use a service called Paramount Acceptance. When your membership is up and you cancel it with Gold, they do not cancel it with Paramount Acceptance. They claim that... Oh, so this guy got charged. It kept getting charged. Here's a better one. Stay away from this Gold's Gym. Oh, it smells bad, it says. Well, I think, you know what?
It's a pretty common theme.
Maybe gyms just stink.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you don't stay on top of it, if your cleaning staff doesn't stay on top of it, then it will smell bad. Yeah. The 24-hour fitness that I went to, I went every single night at, like, 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And that was when they cleaned it. So I got there just as their cleaning staff was finishing, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't no one had a chance to stink that place up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure they have certain laws and rules, and somebody must be going in there, probably the same regulatory folk that make sure restaurants are up to code and things, I'm guessing, because there's all kinds of health violations.
Let's see, this review here just says, the most awkward club ever, 1 star. It's awkward, apparently.
What does that even
mean? I don't know. I don't even know what that means. This one says, really the worst gym, and then it has a frowny face.
Wow, but they don't say why exactly.
They don't say why. It's just the worst.
Huh.
There's a couple really good YMCAs near me that seem to have really good reviews. I've actually worked out at one of them, but...
You dress up like an Indian or a construction worker?
I'm definitely the construction worker. Oh, okay. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, duh.
I don't want to offend anybody.
No.
All right, let's see though if I have any other options. That was just the closest to me. There is a YMCA nearby. There's another LA Fitness. I wonder if that one's better. No, it's not. 1.8.
Oh, geez.
Crap.
Are there any good gym reviews? I'm starting to wonder.
No reviews on this.
This one's pretty good. It's like friendly and motivational staff, extensive. Oh, hold on. Pull up the rest of this because I was just seeing the top part. Extensive free weight section, affordable pricing, cardio theater, and kids club. Sounds like it was written by somebody who works there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good staff, solid facilities, clean, and lots of options. Great value for the price. This is one that's actually like a block away from me that I went to when my treadmill stopped working.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Here we
this
go.
This is we got a Planet Fitness. Now, the problem with this is this would be a drive for me. This would be like a 25-minute drive, but it's got much better reviews, and people are saying it's only $10 a month. I'm like, hey, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Maybe they're willing to put up with the stink for $10 a month, and that's worth a 4-star rating.
There's a brand new Gold's near us I just found that does have 4.2 overall, but it's only 5 reviews, so you don't really have a good number there to kind of determine anything. And there's nothing really negative here. It's all very friendly. Everyone's really nice. Clear contracts, blah, blah, blah. The smell's nice and is clean, this guy says. This other guy says, the only one that has a problem says it's severely oversold. You can't get on the equipment. There's too many people here.
Yeah.
That's a drag.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we've learned today is go ahead and read the reviews and go in with a clear expectation and smell around a bit mm-hmm. before you sign up online, because it seems like a lot of the issues that people have is they end up signing these things and it's a big old contract, which is ridiculous because it's how about I pay you and I can use your equipment? That's mm-hmm. the only contract you really need.
Yeah.
And they get caught in these things where they're signed up for an extended period of time that they didn't really need or want. And they end up paying extra fees based on the things they agreed to. And they get upsold a lot. That happened to me when I went to 24 Hour Fitness. I got sold a bunch of personal training sessions that were like $50 a pop. I did like three of those before I was like, all right, I don't think I need to spend $150 a month extra on this thing. So yeah. Just be aware of that stuff when you're going into the gym. But I would definitely say go there, look at the place, check out what they have going on before you sign up for anything.
Huh. All right. Well, this is good. This is good advice. It's funny because my wife just signed up for a new gym membership, and it's one of those lady focused ones. I forget the name of it. But her and her sister go there, and I forget, maybe, I think it's, I forget now, Lady, Pump Up the Lady.
Fitness? Or no, lady Curves?
Curve, maybe, no, it's not Curves. Ah, crap.
There's something with a lady in it. Lady Fitness?
Ladies Are Us. Lady, go Lady. I don't know.
Ladies Bath and Beyond?
Now, that'd be all right. Yeah, and I don't know what it is. But no, this is good advice because there got to be people this time of year, especially because if, you know, you live in a place where winter's about to roll in, you can't necessarily be as active outdoors as you want to be. Good time to get a gym membership. I'm guessing this is the time of year when those go up and go up even more at the first of the year when everybody's like, I got to have a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Well, good advice, man, as always.
Cool.
Bill, is there anything else going on you'd like people to know about?
Let's see. I mean, I have my website, punishedprops.com. Everything lands there. Mm-hmm. I did a video, actually, recently. I haven't done a video in a while, but I did one all about what the reality of being a creative professional person who runs a business. And I used it, the analogy is a piece of pie or a pumpkin pie. All right. So go check that out. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that sounds okay to me. Seems like that's a thing that you could do and not feel too bad about.
Realistically, it was justification for putting pumpkin pie on my business account.
Sure.
writing off pumpkin pie. Yeah. That's what I do.
And keep something in mind that all three of us will be at BlizzCon. If you see us, say hi, shake hands, hang out. That's what we're there for. And it should be a good time.
Give Scott a big, wet, sloppy kiss on his cheek.
Do not do that. but if you want... twist Brian's left nipple.
Just the left one.
He'll grin the whole time. It's not a problem.
That's my misshapen one, actually.
Yeah, yeah. No, all the pinching is the problem.
That's right.
Go over to the new one. Bill Duran, everybody. Thanks, man. Take care. Chinbeard on Twitter. Stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
See you.
Okay. All right.
Yes, Thorin, I think it is called Lady Bits Fitness. That's the one. That's
Lady
the
Bits.
Everybody sits side saddle on their bikes. We are going to call Jerry now, and there's really little anyone can do about it or for it. It's just the way it's going to be, and you're just going to have to sit there and take it. You're going to have to groove on it. I was on their winter movie draft last night.
Yeah, how was that?
It was all right. I think I'm going to lose, but I didn't even know about it until an hour before.
Really funny.
They sprung it on me on Twitter. I'm like, oh, I'm doing that? Okay.
That's what I saw, too.
I was like, okay, I guess I'll do that. And I ended up getting Interstellar and Big Hero 6. Yeah. Those are my two winners.
Oh, you got Big Hero 6, too?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to clean up.
I spent all my money on those two, really.
I would imagine. But what else is...
Oh, and then I got the Seth Rogen... what's the one where they go to North Korea?
Lord of the Rings movie, too.
Yeah, that's in there. Hobbit. Tom got The Hobbit, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Trying to remember what other... Oh, the Hunger Games. Somebody spent 81 on Hunger Games. 81% of their money on Hunger Games.
Wow.
Which is probably not a terrible move, given how much money those movies make.
Yeah, but that is right there the definition of putting all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was doing a little bit of high rolling by spending 31 on Interstellar and another whatever.
I don't know. That's...
I still have $10 when it's over. Yeah, I hate having money left when I'm done.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. One Justin Robert Young. Good morning, Justin.
Well, hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
I love your greeting.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, I got a question for you about...
Hey, look at that. There's a Viking lass in the background.
Oh, look at that. She, man, that girl, any chance she can get on the show, she's just there. She's going to be there.
I know. It's like she's traveling the country just so she can be in the background on TMS segments. Right.
It's a very strange cross-country thing, but it's awesome. Actually, it's very exciting. She's there hanging with you guys for a while and then on her way back to, I guess, Washington after she's done with you.
Yeah, are you heading up today? Or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, wow. She heads up to what may be her new home.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
She's traveling around, solving mysteries.
Whenever there's trouble, she's there on the double.
I want her to have a van now and be for hire and stuff. That'd be amazing.
Oh, she doesn't need one. She's got that goofy neon bike of hers. She rides up and down and says, hey, who's got some sort of unsolved problem?
Yep.
April Ness.
She's riding that thing around Salt Lake City downtown, freaking all the locals out. It was awesome.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, okay, here's my question for you.
Shoot.
You did a thing for one Tom Merritt where you did a little experimenting and a little bit of... I don't know what you call it, little on the street reporting on this whole Apple Pay, Google Wallet mess.
Little field research.
Yeah, yeah.
Man on the street.
Can you explain that to us? Because I think, I mean, Tom was like blown away by it. And when that happens, I'm always like, oh, tell me more. And I haven't actually heard it yet. I meant to before today's show, so we could talk about it more in detail. But kind of explain what you did and what you think that all turned out to be.
Okay, understand that it's startlingly stupid.
Okay.
So it's really nothing impressive. But, I mean, basically what the piece was yesterday on Daily Tech News Show was just kind of explaining what the kerfuffle is between what is called the merchant consumer exchange or customer exchange. I always call it consumer. It's merchant customer exchange and Apple Pay.
And the MCX is a standard that a bunch of retailers have adopted, right? Or trying to.
Kind of.
All right.
But in a long way around. They basically founded a company. And the company sold product. 7 out of the top 10 retailers and then a bunch of other people that are not in the top 10 American retailers. Basically, all the top 10 retailers except for Kroger, Costco, and Walgreens. They all form this company, or at least have kicked in money for this company.
Okay.
This company is developing a app called Current C, letter C.
Okay. I hate it already, but go ahead.
Well, it's a stupid name. Yeah. And the good news is that's the best part about it, because it's a way that you can do a debit transaction, what is called a PIN debit transaction, without using your card.
Okay.
So theoretically, it would be faster than you taking out your debit card and handing it to the person or swiping it yourself and then typing in your PIN code.
But it's not connected to your bank, though. It's connected to you prepaying them, right?
No. It is. It's connected to your bank. Okay. So you put your bank information into this app, and then this app facilitates the transfer. Now, the way that they do this is the way that all good ideas go to die.
All right.
Which somebody said, what about a QR code? Here's, because in my duty as reporter on Daily Tech News Show, I did not put in my editorial comment, which is no one's ever had a problem solved by a QR code. And the first time that happens will be the first time it's ever happened in society.
This is great, because this is like we are talking to Walter Cronkite at the bar after his very impartial report. But now you get to really say what you think. This is editorial page, guys. I like this.
This is editorial stuff. Right. It's dumb. A QR code's dumb. Have you guys ever used a QR code on a regular basis?
They're stupid, and not on a regular basis because they're stupid. Because you realize once you've used it once, you're like, well, that was kind of a pain in the ass. So I won't be doing that very often.
Yeah, it's like silly. I mean, like, I can understand really crazy industrial sort of uses for it. Mm. Like, you know, it holds more information than a barcode, theoretically.
Sure.
You know,
Or go to a store. Like, here we are at our mall store. Here's a big picture of SpongeBob on the glass, and he's got a QR code in his hand. Scan that for a free game on the App Store or something. Those kinds of uses, they make sense to me. Little promotional things.
Is that really any more useful than go to this website and we'll give you a link to a free download of the App Store?
You're not wrong, but my reasoning is that it's cute and fun in a kind of a weird way. Like, it's this, look, if I scan this, it's almost like a scratching off a number off a card to see if you've won. Woo. It's kind of that. But as a standard way of creating transactions, like, I want to buy these socks. How do I do it? A QR code scanning nightmare scenario where you've dropped my phone or your scanner's not working or F all this and kill me now. Like, forget it. I don't want to do it.
So what I did yesterday was I did 3 experiments. And actually, April was my partner in crime on this because she was my timer and the person who did the last one. The first test was for me to get a baseline for what the fastest possible currency transaction would be if the app were available today, which it's not.
All right.
It's supposed to roll out in 2015. So what I did is I had April hit the timer. I had my phone in my hand. I unlocked my phone, opened up my camera app, and then focused on a jar of toothpicks and took a picture.
Okay.
Now, there's no way that a currency transaction could be faster than that.
Yeah.
Like, the elements of it are open up your phone, open up an app, take a picture of something. So if it were running at insane speeds and was able to generate that QR code as fast as possible, or pre-generated QR codes for whatever, you know, they were able to do that, that is as fast as it could go. And that was about 8 seconds. Then I went down to the Whole Foods in Oakland.
It's too long. Too long, by the way. 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. Anyway, keep going.
Well, I mean, well, here, but listen to this. So I went to the Whole Foods in Oakland and I used Apple Pay. And in true Justin fashion, I kind of forgot how to use it initially. And I fumbled around a little bit. And that came in at like 7 seconds. Then April used her ATM card and that was like 17 seconds.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, that was basically my little man on the street reporting yesterday, was just finding out how long it takes for you to make a payment. Now, 7 seconds, like, number one, you'd be surprised at how fast 7 seconds goes, because it did not feel like 7 seconds while I was doing it.
Sure.
But that was, and I probably took 3 seconds not realizing that I had to wake up my phone. I didn't have to unlock my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I unlocked my phone and then put it on the thing, and I didn't really have to. So, I mean, it probably could be faster than that. But I think 7 to 5 seconds is basically invisible, which is, I think, why people like Apple Pay that have used it, because it goes very, very fast.
Right, and you're not doing a bunch of micro... what's the word I'm looking for? You're not doing a lot of activities in that 5 or 7 seconds. Let's say both processes take optimally 7 seconds. Because you're obviously going to have outlying cases where, oh, the scanner's not working. Oh, the camera didn't focus. Mm-hmm. Oh, in Apple Pay's case or Google Wallet's case, oh, the NFC thing is acting up, or whatever those outliers are. Forget about those. Let's say optimal conditions. Let's say both take exactly 8 seconds for argument's sake.
Yeah.
1 8-second is you going, boop, and you're done. The other 8 seconds is hold it right, move it over. You have to hold my phone? Well, shit, I guess it's not working.
Focus. Yeah,
it's a lot of freaking out because my $600 to $900 device in my pocket shouldn't be handled by anybody else. I know they don't have to necessarily, but there's that possibility. Like, there's a lot of little things going on that makes that 8 seconds seem like a long time. It makes it seem like I'm having my teeth drilled 8 seconds as opposed to I'm watching 8 seconds of a television show I enjoy. Do you know what I mean?
It's a far less replicatable 8 seconds, though, even if it does last 8 seconds, right?
Right.
Because there's always something that can go wrong.
Yeah.
And what is cool about Apple Pay is there's a lot of things that are happening. They seem to be happening outside of your control, outside of human control. You know, the person at the Whole Foods didn't know how to hit the NFC button to make sure that it worked. It just worked. And that's kind of an important part of it. Now, as far as the MCX goes, we'll see how long it lasts. I think it'll definitely last as long as the new year, but you might see some people splintering off because if Apple Pay is a popular way that people like to pay for things, there's a little season coming up called Christmas, and a lot of people like to buy things. And if you are damaging your Christmas season because of what I think anybody who is going to be honest with themselves understands to be a DOA app, it's going to be a problem. Because really, what this is a major fight about, and I go into more on the Daily Tech News Show, is just they want you to use your debit card with a PIN transaction instead of using a credit card.
Right.
They have to pay more. MasterCard and Visa do not negotiate their fees at all.
Right.
It's 11% to them, no matter what, whether you're Walmart or your April running an online store. You know,
yeah.
Like they get their 11% and that's them's the breaks.
Yeah.
The debit transactions, there are fees and there are percentage fees. There's just less of them and there's more competition. So if there were a billion different kinds of credit cards that people used all the time, then maybe MasterCard and Visa would have to come down on their fees or be a little bit more flexible. Mm. There ain't.
Yeah.
Almost everybody has MasterCard. Almost everybody has Visa or American Express or Discover. And so therefore, those fees kind of stay where they do.
Right. Now, when you do this thing, just for clarification's sake, and you may have mentioned this, but I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right. If you do this on the MCX system, it is debit only, correct? So it's Visa.
Yeah.
It could be Visa, it could be MasterCard debit, well, but it's still debit from the bank.
That's what it will end up. I mean, I just saw a thing today before I came on that Visa and MasterCard said that they are going to decline to participate in the currency program. Theoretically, you could do credit card transactions. And that's the funny thing, is that it's not like currency is a solution to a better way to use your credit card.
Yeah.
Which is what Apple Pay is.
Yeah.
It is a way that you can use your debit card.
Right.
You know, and I don't think you're going to see the credit card companies using currency because they want, you know, now it's a format war of like, all right, well, you want to strangle this technology in the crib. Well, we're going to not be a part of your thing.
No, this is DivX and DVD is what this is. Wouldn't you agree? It's kind of that same fight in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, DivX as a format, you know, lost to DVD as a format. I don't remember DivX necessarily. I mean, I remember that they tried to tie it to that ridiculous, like, hey, can you pay $30 and you don't own the movie? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, they had all that weird stuff, and it was also specific kinds of players, and they had all these weird lockouts, and it was Circuit City. That was their initiative. They are no longer here, I would remind everyone. But that's what this feels like, because it's this smaller initiative from a few companies who are banding together to do it, who have some investment in that, so they want to see it through, versus a much broader Google Wallet / Apple Pay initiative, NFC initiative that people with lots and lots of devices that are within those ecosystems can use, which means millions and millions, tens of millions of people purchasing this way. There's no way this thing succeeds. There's no way. There's no way the MCX thing works. How could it? Because it's the same uphill battle. The entire industry went with DVD. One company pushed DivX. Now, in this case, you got three or four companies, and if Walmart
this is over 110,000 domestic locations around this great land.
How many companies does that represent? Do we know?
It's hard to tell because when they list all their companies, they also list the subsidies of some of the companies. So it's like they have Sears, but Sears also includes Kmart, so they list Sears and Kmart as two different things.
Okay.
But I mean, again, I mean, really, the big headline is for me, seven of the top 10 American retailers and all three of the best available retail sub options in America: Wawa, Sheetz, and Publix. They've locked down the sub game.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I was up till the point where it was just CVS and Rite Aid. I was like, this will be short, this problem. And then I hear Best Buy and Walmart, and I went, shit.
And a lot of gas stations, which is also very important.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they get a lot of their retail count, is there's a couple of these chains that are not only like Shell Oil, but also a lot of these companies that are like the the random place where you find like a little mini Taco Bell, you know, like those places on the road. I'm sure April has seen her fair share of them.
Yeah.
It's many, she says. Like there's a lot of those. And that's, you know, a lot of places where you might not have, I mean, usually there's an ATM there and everything, but it's like it would be very easy to just run in and make that transaction as fast as possible while you're just pumping gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this all even gets more complicated when the watch comes out. You know, when you don't even have to take your phone out to pay, you just tap your wrist and boom, you've paid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge part. And I think this will go away. It's just a matter of who splinters off of that group. You know, who's going to be one to say, well, no, we're still doing currency. Mm-hmm. We're just also going to do Apple.
That's why I don't understand why this is a problem. This is where my big hang-up comes from, because this isn't a deal where DVDs and DivX discs won't work in each other's players. This is literally them turning off their NFC receivers. This is them saying, we had these here, but now we're turning them off because now there's this big push from Apple to use the same devices. And before, hardly anyone used Google Wallet, so we didn't care. But now, oh boy, now it's a bigger deal. And even the Google thing is going to get ramped up with these new generation of phones. So screw that. We're literally turning this off. This feels anti-competitive to me, to the point that I could see this being taken to court at some point.
I don't know.
How is it not anti-competitive? Because you're literally blocking the ability for people to spend ways they want to spend.
But some people ban credit cards, and there's a reason some don't take American Express. Mm-hmm. And Costco, which is one of the top 10 retailers that is not a part of the MCX, they don't take Visa or MasterCard at all. Like, they're like, hey, suckers, like, you're all out here being like, ooh, I don't want Apple Pay because I don't want to pay Visa and MasterCard. Yeah, we figured out a way. Don't allow them in your store.
Yeah.
Right. You have to use a debit card, cash, or their Costco-branded credit card.
Their Costco-branded American Express card, which I assume they probably have some sort that they have struck some kind of deal with American Express that makes it favorable to them.
Yeah. Plus, you get big, weird bonuses with using that. We have one, and it's kind of awesome at the end of the year. It's like, whoa, where'd that $500 come from? And
you can use American Express with Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, hey, listen, and I think you can use some debit cards with Apple Pay. So it's like, although not Ally, get on that Ally.
All of my debits, you know, we have two debits, and they scanned in, a company one and a personal one, and they scanned in fine and worked. And
yeah,
I don't know, maybe some places won't take that. I don't know, but the service worked with it. So,
but Costco gets it; these other companies don't, and. You know, like I don't blame them for not wanting to maximize the profits. It's fine, but you are alienating the 9 customers that were going to your CVSs and using Google Wallet. Yeah. And God bless all of you, you brave soldiers.
Which were already doing it. Like they were, this is even a bigger ding to them because they were like already, I like this. This is great. And I know it wasn't the adoption wasn't huge. That's the point of these things. They start out small, they get bigger companies get involved, whatever. But they got hosed, those guys did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the way that they paid for stuff all of a sudden was different. I remember the first time I got a NFC HSBC card when I was still living in Hoboken. This is how long this technology has been around. Almost like 10 years ago. And it was great because I would walk hungover to the McDonald's and I would right by my house and I would just put my card on the little pin pad and it would beep and off I would go.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's fast. It's great. Yeah. It's even better when you can use your phone or your watch. And eventually it'll come back. I mean, like it's going to be a matter of people getting flack for it and Apple Pay becoming this standard by which people spend money.
Yeah. I
mean, companies wouldn't take credit cards if it weren't a popular standard enough for them to have to have it.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
All right. Well, look at what we've all learned, everyone. Come away from TMS with some knowledge. That's what we say. We say that every day.
We do.
What's anything else going on in your world that you want to mention before we, put the sail on and point
it north? I don't know what the hell you guys were talking about with step by step, but I saw
that was it. Step by step. Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers.
That was step it. By step. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I saw Iceworm talk to you about step by step, which reminded me of something. The last time I was in Dallas, I was talking to the brothers Connolly, they of Film Riot fame, and somebody mentioned at the table that if you go, here's a fun way to waste your life. If you are thinking my life is too fruitful and I have just too many, I have a bounty, right? Yeah. I want to go and drive myself up a wall looking for the imperfections in a 90s family sitcom. Go ahead on over to Step by Step's introduction.
Okay.
It was shot in Magic Mountain, Six Flags Magic Mountain, which is not by a lake. However, in the final shot, as they pan away from the roller coaster they're on, you see a lake next to it. And it is very shittily matte painted in.
Oh, really?
Funny when you look at it. It kind of jitters a little bit, like, as you are, like, pulling out. And it's something that I guess you just never noticed when it was on my tube television on TGIF. But yeah, no.
Well, here's the intro. I mean, obviously this isn't going to be visual, but let's see.
Just skip this end.
Okay, I'm going to skip that.
Like, what were we doing in the 90s?
It was terrible.
Like, we had 3 minutes for the introduction of Step by Step.
That was like it was terrible. Movie. It was terrible. It was a bad time. It was a very bad time. Okay, here's the end.
It's the Colossus, isn't it?
Let's see here. All right. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's complete garbage at the end. That's terrible. Also, what was the difference between that intro and Full House's? Honestly, these are all the same. These all feel the same.
Why,
the music.
People.
Yeah, you know, Family Matters. Remember that piece of garbage? Here's the. Oh, that was a little more like, hey, we're like the Jeffersons kind of sound to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I have. There's. You can tell the difference of those two shows on the Pantone
scale. That's too good. All right, Justin Robert Young. Where can people find you this week if they're interested in hearing more of you?
Well, you can find me at Justin R. Young on Twitter. And boy, man, I am. What is it? Oh, you're crazy.
crazy kid back that April.
So I'm digging up in your pockets this week, folks. I want your money. Mm. And it's basically a holdup. Not only for if you enjoyed Daily Tech News Show yesterday. I'm gonna try and do a couple of these, at least two of these, pre-recorded little bits over the week, just because I want to continue to prove my worth to the Daily Tech News Show faithful. Because they're in a stretch goal that would bring me on as a regular contributor. So go ahead on over to patreon.com/acedtect. acedtect. Can't believe that I have to remember how to spell Ace Detect.
Yeah.
But I do.
Yeah.
But crazy. If you're like, I hate news and I distrust all of the media, specifically from bearded sources, and I hate you and I don't like it. Actually, this is about ethics in video game journalism.
Yeah.
I suggest that you then go to the other Patreon that we just launched, which is for Weird Things. It is, that's a show that we have with Andrew Main and Brian Brushwood. We talk about all sorts of stuff from science to goblins to Bigfoot, to science, to goblins. It's really, really great.
Yeah.
I love it. And been around for a while. It's got a very passionate fan base. If you are a part of that fan base, then you can go ahead and support us. If you're not, then go ahead and check out the episodes. If you don't like it, then just tell me to screw off
then
and I hate you.
More power to you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I like it. You've got all your bases covered. And if you see Justin in public, hold your phone near his crotch and see if it works. All right.
I'm disabling NFC technology on my nuts.
Technology. Something. All right, Justin, stay out of trouble, man. We'll see you later. All right. There he goes. You know, I'm known for hanging up on people quickly. Have you noticed that?
Mm, yeah.
I do it on the phone. I know. I do it to you. I do it on the phone.
It was unnerving the first time, and I've just gotten used to it.
You don't find it super annoying, do you?
It's not just at all. No.
I don't know what it is with me. I just feel like, you know what? Shut the door.
Sometimes those goodbyes get to be so long, and okay, I'm hanging up first. No, you hang up first.
There's a podcast thing, right? You and I have been around this long enough to know what I'm talking about. There's this thing in podcasting where nobody wants to leave. You're kind of done. If it was a real, if it was an office, we'd all just scatter. But because we're all, you know, hey, all right, well, so what you doing? And, you know, like, there's just this tendency to do that. And not that I don't want to keep talking to people, especially you. We could go on forever. It's just sometimes I just want to go beep and get out. And I do it on the phone too. Kim will call me. Hey, you need me to pick anything up? Yeah, grab something, something. Okay, great. All right, see you later. Click. And I just hang up on her. So it isn't just podcasting. It's my life. All right. I got a great review I want to read to you.
Ooh, okay.
From Callan's Herald for the film Back to the Future 3.
Okay.
This was perpetuated today by my favorite new Twitter account, who also follows me for some reason.
Yeah.
Amazon Movie Reviews. It's AMZN Movie REVWS. It's all kind of shortened. But they're climbing the charts, man. I want to say they like 42,000 followers in a very short time. Anyway, and that's a sign of a good Twitter feed when it's very hard to remember or spell or find, yet it still grows at that rate. That means a lot of retweets and stuff. Anyway, this one from Callan's Herald for the movie Back to the Future 3, the Western one, right? For the kid pointing his wiener. You know the one.
These are my sons, it Jules says, and Vern. Quit pointing at your penis, Vern.
So the subject line is things that should be free, and it's one star.
Okay.
This should be free with the Prime service. Why was this free with the Prime service? Include more free movie, mostly old movies. What the hell? I love these, though. They're amazing.
That's awesome.
Inception, here you go. I watched only 5 minutes of this trash, and I got bored with it. I don't have time for getting my mind confused with this crap. Let's try one more. First Blood Part 2, Rambo, okay?
Okay, all right.
Subject, he cussed in this movie. One star. Body, I don't recommend it at all. If you want to go to heaven, you need to start thinking, what is your benefit and what is for your destruction? God says, be ye holy as I am holy. There is no cussers in heaven, so repentance is in order. That's amazing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know what the internet's done? It's given us all a voice. And we shouldn't all have a voice.
Right.
Or
right.
If we do, we need to have better ways of filtering it out or making fun of it. And I guess this is one way to do it.
This you know, the society worked so much better when the people who were crazy didn't have internet access.
Right.
Didn't have a way to make themselves heard. Yeah. They just stayed in their house under piles of cat feces and newspaper and just lived their lives. And now they get to talk. And we all have to hear it.
Exactly. I'll leave you with one more.
All right.
I may have to make this kind of a regular thing. We'll see.
Okay.
This one for Back to the Future 2. So we'll go back a film.
I think I've seen this one.
This is great. The subject line is crap, and it's one star, and it's by a customer. There's no name. This was the most unrealistic load of crap that everyone could see in their lifetime. Time travel is only possible at 180,000 miles per second, not 88 miles per hour. Amazing.
Love that.
Amazing. One. It's just incredible. That guy, this account is my hero. All right, Brian, we will now exit the building. We're done. We've had our fun. It's time to let somebody else have the airtime.
Okay.
You can find us later. Let's see what's going on today, too. It's Tuesday. I got the Comic Dorks at 11. Oh, shit. I got a lot to do in an hour. Probably do that one live on the Alpha Geek feed. I'm not sure if we're doing that one on video. I'll figure it out. One way or the other, that's coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes from now. So watch for that. It'll be me and Kurtz and Schleicher. I think Mark's out, but that'll be fun. ComicDorks.com for more if you want to check that out. Today's not Wednesday, so no Coverville yet. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is where you can send emails. Dear listener, on Twitter, find us at MorningStream, at Scott Johnson, at Coverville. I think that's it. Anything else? Am I forgetting
there will
anything?
There will be a From the Helicarrier episode today. Oh. Chapter 7 dropped last week,
great,
introducing Mysterio and a whole bunch of other great villains, and the chance to upgrade your Luke Cage to actually something usable.
Yep.
So it's this game. It's this Facebook game, but you'd be surprised how deep a game you can get on Facebook. It's really, really good. Marvel Avengers Alliance. Check it out. It's free to play. And
I keep meaning to get in there and do that.
You should check it out. It's
Everything you say about it and everything I've heard you do on that live version of that show,
yeah,
I get excited and I go, I should do that. That sounds like it's up my alley. And then I forget and I don't do it.
That's right. That's actually how I got into World of Warcraft was Len from Jawbone and then finding out about the instance. I listened to a couple episodes of the instance. I said, yeah, you know what? This game sounds fun. I'll go check out World of Warcraft.
That's interesting. Yeah. Maybe that's how you'll get me all these years later onto a Facebook game that way. That's brilliant.
That's right. Yes.
Cool. Len's birthday is tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah, happy early birthday to Lynn Peralta, and may all his Christmases be white. And may his Thanksgiving table always be full. But guess what? There's no way it won't be, because
there's no way it won't be. He's filled his own Thanksgiving table.
Look, it's so big, even the adults have to sit at the kids' table. That's how big it is.
Make your own roommates is what his motto is. Make your own army.
Exactly. All right. Well, there you go. That's all we got for you today, folks. We'll leave you with some music, though. What do you got for us?
This one going out to Cinderflame. Hey, funny name S and funny name B. On the 31st of this month, the end of my lease on my apartment will be ending, and my landlord has decided not to renew my lease by no fault of my own. Since the 31st falls on a Friday and you're likely to have Halloween requests on the 30th, and because I'm likely to be out of internet until my new apartment opens up in the middle of November, I'm aiming my request at the week of the 27th. I don't have a specific request. I trust your vast musical knowledge to select a proper song to honor moving to a new place or traveling or whatever, since I'm likely to be a vagrant last style walkabout, like vagrant lad, while I'm waiting for the new apartment to open up. Weird mashup of Love the Show, though. Cinderflame and the Tadpool.
Nice. Really doing it by the numbers today. I like it.
Totally. I mean, it's basically written in code, mm-hmm. like a search and replace kind of thing.
That's awesome.
So traveling, this was one of the first songs that came to mind. I actually started with Rome, and I couldn't find a cover I liked of Rome, but this one worked really well. This is Curtis Steiger's and the Forest Rangers. This was recorded a couple years ago for the soundtrack to Sons of Anarchy, which is on my list to watch before anybody says anything.
Yeah.
This is a cover of the Creedence Clearwater Revival song Travelin' Band. This is awesome. Curtis Steiger's and the Forest Rangers.
Nice. I love these guys. Put me in coach. That was later. Anyway, here you go. It's Travelin' Band. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Tom. We'll have Nicole. I don't know what we're going to talk to Tom about. We just ate that NFC thing to death today, but that's all right.
We can talk to him about people traveling on planes using Al-Qaeda terror network as their Wi-Fi SSID and
Perfect.
Scaring people.
That's what I really want. If we get to that tomorrow, thanks everybody for being here, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
What kind of a deal?